You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired June 25th, 2025. The Library of Things Kitchener-Waterloo has been awarded a big grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation, which will facilitate a new project and lead to 5 new part-time staff positions for folks who have developmental or intellectual disabilities. The $440,100 grant was celebrated at the annual community garage sale on June 24th at the organization's headquarters on Moore Street in Kitchener. Dozens of people from around the neighborhood attended the sale and celebration. The Library of Things is the social enterprise of the charitable service organization Extend-A-Family, Waterloo Region, which, according to its website, quotes, champions an inclusive community for all by working with people with disabilities, their networks, and the broader community, unquote. The Library of Things, which freely lends out items such as tools, camping gear, and kitchen appliances, has a mission to, quote, build a sharing economy in Waterloo Region by equipping individuals with the tools and resources they need to create, build, and explore, while fostering equity through meaningful employment opportunities for people with disabilities, unquote. This episode features clips from speeches given at the event and a short interview with Kim Spruill, the Community Program Manager for the Library of Things. Spruill discusses the early stages of the project, which is funded by the Trillium Foundation grant. We start with Library of Things operational librarian Mark Sieslick, who was also the MC for the event, and then to Kitchener Centre Green Party member of Provincial Parliament and longtime Library of Things member Ashlyn Clancy.
We have gathered here today not just to have a lovely sale, but because we have some really exciting news to share.
It's so exciting to talk about the Ontario Trillium Foundation grant that you won. It was a biggie. And so that's not typical, and it couldn't go to a better place because it provides opportunities for everyone. I'm so excited about this expansion, and I'm grateful that you could come here today and create more community and save more from the landfills.
Next, Al Mills, the executive director of Extend-A-Family, was invited to speak. Here is a bit of what he had to say.
At Extend-A-Family Waterloo Region, we believe in a community where everybody belongs and that everyone has a rightful place at the table. And I think the KW Law is building that table. Our values of belonging, community, equity, and relationships can be seen daily through the work of the Library of Things. I often describe the KW Library of Things as having a three-legged foundation, the foundation of a three-legged stool. The three legs of our foundation here are employment and skills development for people who have faced barriers, promoting a sharing economy and sharing neighborhoods that are sustainable and affordable, and promoting environmental sustainability by diverting materials from the landfill, giving them a second life, and reducing duplication. It's the simple idea that not everyone has to own that hedge trimmer or other infrequently used tool. Since its inception, KW Lot has delivered value for members, practicum librarians, the environment, and our community. The team of staff and volunteers have done amazing work to build on this secure foundation. And we are very grateful to the Ontario Trillium Foundation for their belief in our work and for the GROW grant that will, as the name implies, support the further growth of our efforts over the next 3 years. These will be exciting years for us.
Now we go to the interview with Kim Spruill, the Community Program Manager for the Library of Things.
My name is Kim Spruill, and we went to OTF with a request for $440,100. The big ask was that we needed to do more employment than what our current Library of Things, the borrowing part, can offer. And so what we were dreaming is to have a secondary offering that focuses on employment. We're looking at 5 positions for folks with living expertise of disability. We've got a full-time role that's going to help coordinate those 5 roles. And we're right in the process now of dreaming up what that secondary offering is going to look like. And we're trying to target what's needed in this particular neighborhood. The Borrowing Library was actually created specifically for this neighborhood. Polls had gone out, people knocked on doors, and we found out that borrowing was really important to our neighbors, and we look to do the same for this next venture.
So the actual activity is not set yet, the program that's going to be running is not set yet.
Community development often says, like, we're investing in an idea and a path forward versus an outcome. So our path forward is better employment for folks with disabilities, and we're looking to get into that more fulsomely. And we are tossing around some ideas. There's looking at repairs. We heard of some cool ideas where in bulk buying food and distributing amongst like cooperative members, and that could have a really cool membership model as well as some employment features about recruiting people, picking up food, distributing it, and that could be something we bring to this neighborhood and bring in partners alongside us. Maybe some event rentals, because you know, you want to have some folks over in the backyard, and we have some tables to loan and some large games and things like that. Ideas, and we're not sold on any of them, but we're certainly targeting the one that maximizes the number of jobs we can create.
And when is the program expected to start or run?
So June 1st was our start date. The first key piece that we're looking into is bringing on that full-time coordinator role, because they're going to be instrumental in getting this up off the ground. That role is going to help dream of what it could look like to bring folks in, even on the development stage. Today we heard from a self-advocate that it's really important to be included in the planning. And so starting next week, we write up that job posting and we get somebody in, and then we're starting to also work with some folks who have disabilities, asking what they're interested in, and we'll start putting together postings to gather around us the right people.
We end the show with a few more clips of speeches from the event. First, from Library of Things co-founder and recently departed chair of the board of directors for Extend a Family, Devin Hernandez.
I've talked about the Library of Things in front of many audiences, and as soon as I just talk about the idea of community belonging and sharing items and being able to support people with disabilities to have meaningful employment within the Library of Things, people are automatically on board, and I don't actually have to sell them on anything.
Now to a couple of people who have been employed at the Library of Things. First up is Rachel Gagne.
I actually got my start here at Extend a Family by being part of the Practicum Librarian program. Now, prior to that, working in general was kind of difficult for me. I mean, it's really hard to get your foot in the door when you are disabled, like I am. I find that a lot of corporations really like to posture about how much they want diversity, and then I found myself constantly being talked over for my experiences. And Extend a Family wasn't like that, because they are very authentic in their values of caring about diversity and community. I feel like my voice is heard, and I'm really happy to hear about the grant that this program has received, because I want other people to have this opportunity that I had, and I want to see other people be able to have a fulfilled life, raise their confidence, learn some skills. Those are all great aspects about Library of Things.
Finally, we have Steph Vecchio, the current summer librarian at the Library of Things.
It's been 1 month since I started at LOT, and here are some reflections from my experience so far. Belonging and self-worth are cultivated when folks who are marginalized for their differences are welcomed as valued community members, not out of charity, but out of common humanity. Community spaces are only truly inclusive when people who've been left out of the design process actually have a voice in shaping them. Our unique gifts and perspectives are invaluable contributions to our communities. When we build more accessible communities, everyone benefits.
Lead librarian Mark Sieslick closes the speeches with a final note.
We send tools out, we bring tools back in, that's the job. And sometimes you forget that we're really doing so much more. So thank you for the perspectives on that.
You are listening to speeches from the Library of Things Summer Garage Sale, where they were celebrating the recent $440,100 grant award from the Ontario Trillium Foundation to create another project which will foster equity through meaningful employment opportunities for people with disabilities. Everyone in Waterloo Region was encouraged to become a member of the Library of Things or to partner up with the organization to expand their reach and impact. This is Dan Keller from CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.
No, I'm on HR.
HR.
Yes. Oh, okay.